Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Justin Hicken.
And I'm Mary Jackson, and we are from Utah State University.
It's that time of year again. The leaves have fallen from the trees, the snowy holidays are on their way, and love is in the air for one of Utah's vital wildlife species. Otocoileus hemionus, commonly known as mule deer, are the smallest members of the cervid family in Utah, after moose and elk. Their name is derived from their large ears, which resemble those of a mule. Mule deer have a coat that ranges from dark gray to a lighter tan color, a white rump patch, and a tail with a black tip. In the months of November and December, mule deer are active in their breeding season, known as the rut. During the summer and early fall, males will typically live away from does and fawns and begin to play fight with other males to establish a hierarchy of dominance. Once the rut begins, males will seek out does and become more aggressive and compete with one another for females to breed with. The less dominant males are usually aware of their status and will be chased away by larger bucks. However, males that are similar in size will posture to one another, lock antlers, and fight to establish breeding rights with the doe.
Mule deer are not monogamous in nature. Males will breed with any female that will accept them. Does can also breed with multiple bucks, providing the possibility of multiple births from different fathers. The receptive period for does is known as estrus, and typically lasts for less than a day and sometimes only for a few hours. If the first estrus cycle is missed, does can go through another cycle in about 4 weeks. When the rut comes to an end, bucks will return to being solitary until they shed their antlers in late winter. In Utah, does typically give birth in June and will leave the herd to be alone. The older does commonly have twins, while younger does have only one fawn. After the fawns are born, the cycle of life starts again.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on Utah Public Radio is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.